Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, You Can't Do It. You can't do it. Faith follows, but we are not saved by following. We're saved by faith alone. But the fruit of a saving faith follows Christ. The works of faith are evidence of salvation. As James says, quote, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. James 2:17. A living faith brings forth fruit. However, people trying to justify themselves by keeping the works of law are not really trusting in Christ. Galatians 2:16 says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. Human effort that tries to attain salvation by living up to God's perfect and holy standard is met with an impossible task. Isaiah 64:6 says that all our righteousnesses, that is, all the right things we do, are like filthy rags. All our righteousnesses are like filthy rags in the sight of God. Thus, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. The standard is God's glory, and we all come short. There are no exceptions. James 2:10 says, quote, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. The law is a unit, and to violate even one law in thought, word, or deed is to break the whole thing. To break just one of God's 613 laws in the Old Testament was to be a lawbreaker under the condemnation of sin. Absolutely no one can live up to this standard. Romans 3:19 and 20. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. But it must be the right kind of faith, a life-changing faith. It's not a matter of trying, but rather trusting. It's not fruit that saves us, but rather faith. However, if the faith is real, it will manifest itself in good fruit. We're not saved by following, but a true faith follows. John 10:26 through 28, Jesus speaking, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. What's the problem? They don't believe. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. This is the stuff of true belief. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus says, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.